Chapter 5. Jamie and Bree find Fufu. She is in a boat on the lake. "There she is," says Jamie. "How do we get her?" says Bree. Fufu is stuck. She is on a boat in the middle of the lake. There are ducks on the lake. They are very loud. They go quack! Quack! They flap their wings and splash the water. The boat moves. Fufu is scared. She barks. "We need Mrs. Scott," says Bree. Fergus barks. "Shh, Fergus," says Jamie. Mrs. Scott hears Fergus. She is coming. Mrs. Scott sees Fufu in the boat, in the middle of the lake. She is very happy. Fufu is happy too. She wags her tail. The boat moves. Fufu is scared again. Fufu is stuck in a boat in the middle of the lake, says Bree. "How do we get her?" says Mrs. Scott. "I will go in the lake and get the boat," says Jamie. Jamie is sad. He does not want to get in the lake. The water in the lake is cold and wet. Jamie does not want to get cold and wet. "You are a good man," says Mrs. Scott. Jamie takes off his clothes. Jamie is already cold. He really does not want to get in the lake. "Wait," says Bree. "I can see a rope." The boat has a rope. The end of the rope is in the water. The rope looks like a stick. Bree has an idea. "Fergus, go and get your stick," says Bree. Fergus is very happy. He jumps into the lake. Splash! Fergus cannot see as well as people. He listens to Bree. "Go to the boat," says Bree. Fergus goes to the boat. Fufu barks. She is happy to see Fergus. Fergus cannot find the stick. He sees the rope. He takes the rope back to Bree. The rope pulls the boat. "Well done," says Bree. Jamie is happy because he is not cold and not wet. Fufu jumps out of the boat. Fufu and Mrs. Scott are both very happy. Mrs. Scott strokes Fufu. Bree strokes Fergus. "Oh dear, Fergus," says Bree. "Now you are cold and wet." Fergus does not care. He wants to go back in the water. He likes being in the water. He is excited. "Shh, Fergus," says Jamie. Fergus shakes his wet fur over Jamie. "Oh dear," says Jamie. "Now I am cold and wet."